It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, the very latest of what's happening with the Tibbetts Opera House. Christine Delaney is the executive director of the Tibbetts in the studio with us this morning. And while summer theater is, I guess for many people, considered your busiest time of the year, fall doesn't slow down any, does it?
Not really. We're kind of catching our breath right now with, you know, finishing everything up for summer theater as far as, you know, the final reports and then gearing up. We have a very, very busy fall.
One of the biggest things that's coming up is actually a collaboration with a number of organizations and a project called Cultivating Community. Kind of tell us how that came together and then who's all involved in it.
Well, it came together basically the Community Foundation, the Branch ISD, and Tibbetts Opera Foundation. The boards of directors recognizing one of those big issues these days is diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we had board training. And from the board training, all three of our boards got together. And then also recognize, you know, there's more to do in this community to bring this kind of philosophy and this teaching to other people, you know, not necessarily through the six-hour training that we went through. Mm-hmm. And so they commissioned the executive directors to come up with something to continue this teaching through the community.
So what kind of events are you planning then as part of that?
All kinds of events, and it really brought in all the other organizations. So the library is involved. They've got a human library where you can learn about other people. They have book reads and story walks through the community. The ISD is involved. The Career Center is doing a global food event. One of the professional development days will be about these kind of issues for the teachers. Tibbetts has specific programs as far as we are doing Karama, an Arab music and dance program. We have a Hispanic concert with Tijuana music. I got to get that wording a little bit better. We also have a powwow exhibition by the Nattawaseppe Band of the Potawatomi. Very excited things. Things that are actually in our community that we can share with other people. ERA, which is the Arab women's group, they're going to be doing an event. Pride is going to be doing a safe zone training at the theater. There's just so many events. We have over 24 events that are already planned, and we've got the publicity is just going out on those. We'll have flyers out in the newspaper and out around town at all these community events. Frankenstein is going to be the concluding event of community theater. If it was like, isn't that the ultimate story of prejudice? Here, this monster is created innocent, but because he's treated with fear, he becomes a monster. So it's just a great story to culminate everything that we're doing.
I know you've received some funding, the Women Who Care of Branch County, Michigan Council and Culture, Michigan Arts and Cultural Council, as well as the National Endowment for the Arts, all providing money for this, too, mm-hmm. to make this all come together. But again, it's really that collaboration is what you were looking for.
Absolutely. And some of the events themselves, one of the first events is the Karama, which is a benefit, the Smith Memorial Concert. And Diane Pridgen has chosen to make this event a funder for the other events that are happening. So even that, it's kind of self-perpetuating and just an amazing group of people that we have involved. I think beyond the ones that I mentioned, we also have the Grawl Center's involved, as I said, Community Foundation, Branch District Library, the City of Coldwater's involved, the Hope Cafe. So lots of different people have stepped up to say, hey, we have an event.
So it'll also be kickoff in September and run through October as well, and the Tibbetts helping to coordinate that as well. Mm-hmm. On our Tibbetts Talk this morning, other events, though, outside of that, it's kind of a busy fall as well, right?
It's very busy. In fact, we open tomorrow, while you were mentioning the start of the school system, or the school year, the Coldwater and Bronson school staffs will be at Tibbetts for their opening day tomorrow morning. So we get started there. We've got some auditions happening next week for both community theater and Tibbetts Young Audiences. In September, we also have a jazz concert at the end of the month called BLT Jazz. It's actually a quartet. It's supposed to be a trio. Pines is going to be doing a film there. And then we get into all of the other events that are happening in October as part of Cultivating Community. And in fact, our classic film series won't start until January because our fall and winter is so full.
Look for all the details on their website at Tibbetts.org. Christine Delaney, Executive Director of the Tibbetts Opera House, with us this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.